Okay, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, we dedicate today's Shir Beis Hashem, it should be Refuah Shleima for Sima Basya Bas Reizel, the mother of our dear friend from the United States, David Sandel. Beis Hashem, she should have a Refuah Shleima B'Koriv.
Amen.
Says the Gemara, Dorash Rabavira V'Itema Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, we began this yesterday, Shiva Shemois Yeishloi liyetzahara. The Yetzahara has seven names. Seven names. And we explained yesterday, if he has seven names, clearly that's coming to denote that he has seven, at least seven facets to his personality. And if in order to capture them, he needs to be described in seven ways. First and foremost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korei Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name for the Yetzahara is simply Ra, evil. Shenema, ki Yetzer Lev Ha'odom, who's that? That's the Yetzahara. Ra min Urov is evil right from his early years, and therefore, you see clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Yetzahara as Ra. That's number one. Moshe Koroi Oral calls him the uncircumcised. Shenema, umaltem es Oralas. Levovchem, you have to circumcise yourself of the orla of your lev. What's that? The Yetzahara. So he refers to as the oral. That's number two. Here comes number three. David Koru Tommy. He called him the impure one. Shenema lev tohir brali Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me with a pure heart, and then it became impure. Miklal, we can deduce from there, de'ikah Tommy. There is an impure element in the heart, and that is the Yetzirah. Number four, Shloima Koroi Soine. Shloima Melech called him the Soine, the arch enemy. Shenema, Im Ro'ev Sanacho. If your enemy is hungry, Hachilehu Lechem, feed him with bread, Ve'im Tzome, and if he's thirsty, Hashkehu Moyim, then give him water to drink. So the literal understanding is, you have an enemy, best way is keep him happy, because if your enemy is hungry, then he's not likely to be in a good mood. Whereas if you feed him and give him to drink, he'll be in a better mood. But here, the reference is the Yetzahara. So what does it mean, give the Yetzahara food? We'll see in a moment. Ki gecholim atochete al reishe, because you are stoking the charcoal, the coals on his head. Vashem Yeshalim Lecha. So the way you read the pasuk is Vashem Yeshalim Lecha. Says the Gemara, no, Al Tikri Yeshalim Lecha. Rather than reading it Yeshalim Lecha, read it as follows: Elo Yashlimenu Lecha. He will be at peace with you.
That's fine.
Says Rashi. Im ro'ev sanacho, if your enemy is hungry. Which enemy? The Yetzahara. So what does that mean, he's hungry? It means he wants you to be over Averis. That's what he's hungry for. Im ro'ev sanacho, yitzcho ha-ro. Your Yetzahara, ro'ev, is hungry. V'to'ev, and he has a taiva, he has a desire, last, la'avera. Hachilehu lechem. Hatrichehu. Be matriach him, exert him, wear him down, exert him. B'milchamto shel Torah. Beautiful expression, the battle of Torah. Because Torah is called lechem. Tiksiv lechu lachmu belachmi. In other words, the best antidote to the Yetzirah is, don't fight him with weapons. Don't try and fight back, but rather fight the Mulchamta Shel Torah. That's the ultimate Mulchama. Alternatively, Hashkeyu Mayim, because that's the same type of principle, because Torah is called Mayim. Says Rashi again. What is it referring to? Torah. Tiksiv Bo, because it is written with regard to Mayim, Hoy Kol Tzoma Luchu L'Mayim. Hoy Kol Tzoma Luchu L'Mayim is a reference to Torah. There was a fascinating Shaila in our Beis HaMedrash a few months ago. Somebody very kindly and wisely donated 250 polystyrene cups or paper cups to the Beis HaMedrash for those learning. And what was written on the cup? The Pasuk, Hoi kol tzomo l'chulamayim. So of course there was a whole discussion. Now, one second, what do you do with the cup when you finish drinking? Can you throw it in the garbage? Maybe it needs to put it in Shemus, Geniza. Ganza Balagan, Pashas, it doesn't. Either way, Yashlimenu l'cho, says Rashi, Sheyehei sholem yitzrecha imcho. So that your yetzer will be sholem, will be at peace with you, v'oyavcho. Va'al yasiecho lachtoi. And he will not try and entice you to sin, v'le oved min ha'olam, to try and get you lost from the world. The Yetzirah is constantly trying to entice us to do avera, to knock us out of the world. The best antidote to the Yetzirah is to wear him down with the mulchama of Torah, lechem and mayim. So how many have we got so far? How many references have we got so far to the Yetzirah?
Four.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, David, Shlomo. Here comes number five, on the first wide line. Yeshaya Koroi Michshel. Yeshaya simply called him the stumbling block. Shenema, Sulu, Sulu, Panu Derech. Clear the way, please. Harimoi Michshel Miderech Ami. Please pick up the Michshel. Get rid of the Michshel. Which Michshel is this? The Yetzirah. Number six, Yecheskel Koroi Evan. Yecheskel called him the stone. Shenema, Vasiroisi es leiv ho Evan, Mibesarchem, Venosati lochem leiv bosor. I will remove the stone from your heart and I will replace it with flesh. What does it mean, the stone? That is the Yetzirah. That's the sixth one. And finally, Yoel, who's also one of the Nevi'im, Koroi Tzafoini. What does Tzafoini mean?
Hidden.
Where do we use the word Tzafon to mean hidden? Say the night. Tzafon. Shenemar ve'es ha-Tzafoini archik me'aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the hidden one, I will distance from you, la'osid lovoi. As we said yesterday, the Yetzirah will be vanquished once and for all, la'osid lovoi. And then you see that it's referred to as the Tzfoini. Says Rashi, Hatzfoini kedemafarish. As the Gemara will presently explain, Tzofun beliboy shol odom. He is hidden in the heart of a person. Now the Gemara will expound a little bit on this pasuk. Tana Rabbanan. Ve'es hatzfoini archik me'aleichem. Quote unquote. Ze yetzahora shetzofun the oimed, who is continuously standing hidden, beliboy shel adam. Now we continue with the pasuk, quote unquote. Vehidachtiv, and I will banish him, el eretz tziyav shomeima. What does it mean, el eretz tziyav shomeima? I will banish him to a
desolate
place, quote unquote. Lemokaim she'ein bnei adam mitzuyin. To a place where people are not matzuy, are not to be found there, lehisgaro is bohen, for him to fight with. The Yetzirah is always fighting with people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll banish him to a place where there are no people, so he won't have much work to do. Now we continue with the pasuk, quote unquote, esponov el hayom hakadmoini. His face was facing the Kadmoini is the first, Koidim. For the first initial yam, the first sea. What is this a reference to? It says the Gemara, Shenosan Einov b'mikdosh rishon. He initially, the Yetzirah, set his eyes on the first Beis HaMikdosh. We'll see in a minute why it's called the sea. Ve'echrivoi. And he brought about its destruction. V'horak tamidei chachomim shaboi. When he brought about the killing of the Talmidei Chachamim in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Again, we continue. V'soifai, quote unquote, el yam ha'acharein. And he eventually looked at the the last sea. What is that? Shenosan Einov b'Mikdash Sheni. He then set out his sights on the second base of Mikdash v'Echrivoi v'Horeg Tamid Chachamim Shabayim. Finally, we continue with the pasuk. Va'ola be'eishoi va'ta'al tzachantoi. And it went up in fire, and the smell, the odor, went up with it as well. What does that mean? Sheminiach umois ha'olam. The Yetzirah leaves the goyim. He doesn't so much start up with them. Rather, umisgare b'sein ehem shel Yisrael. And this is a very, very bizarre thing. Very, very bizarre thing. You find this expression in many, many places. We sometimes use a lashon called sagi nohir. You know what a sagi nohir is? Sometimes the Gemara, instead of using the word blind, a blind person, we refer to the sumo, a blind person, as a sagi nohir. Sagi means full, nohir means light. He's full of light. Which is, of course, the exact opposite of what he really is. He's not full of light. He can't see at all. He's completely devoid of light. But sometimes the Gemara does that for whatever reason. So that now becomes an expression. Whenever we say Balosha in Sagi Nohir, what it really means is that the real meaning of this word or phrase is the opposite of what it sounds like. So when we say Besoinehem Shel Yisrael, the enemies of Yisrael, what it really means is Klal Yisrael themselves. The Gemara very often uses this expression for whatever reason. So therefore, that's what it's saying. The Yetzahara leaves in peace the Umayisa Olam, the Goyim, and rather he attacks who? Besoinehem Shel Yisrael doesn't mean the enemies of Klal Yisrael, because that is the Goyim. Rather, it means Klal Yisrael themselves. Ki higdil la'asos, because he has much to do. Higdil, like the word godil. He has plenty to do. He knows he can achieve big things, as it were, if he manages to bring about the downfall of Klal Yisrael. So let's have a look at Rashi. Ponov el yam hakadmoini. Hamikdash Harishain. This is a reference to the Yetzirah who set his eyes on the first Beis Hamikdash, Shehu Kiyam. The Beis Hamikdash is referred to as the Yam. Why is it referred to as the sea? Shehoyu Hakoil Nikbotzim Shom. Because everybody would gather there. As we know, the Beis Hamikdash was the central place. Everybody met up at the Beis Hamikdash, not just three times a year, but this was the central place. This was the lave of Klal Yisrael. So why is that a reference to a sea? Because Kiyam, that is exactly like the Yam, Shekol Hanacholim, that all the rivers and the lakes, Hoilchim Elov, they all go to it. So just like all rivers lead to the sea, so too all roads, as it were, lead to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as the sea. Because it went up in its fire, v'sirchoin, and in its rotting and its smell, shehiniach umois v'nisgare b'Yisrael. He left the umois and he starts up with Klal Yisrael, because, like we're going to see later on, just like the bigger the tzaddik, the bigger the Yetzirah. Why the bigger the Yetzirah? Because the Yetzirah goes for the big fish. Doesn't mess around with the small fish. So to Klal Yisrael, the Yetzirah has far more interest in bringing down Klal Yisrael than he does the Umay Sa'ilam. And that's our eternal struggle. Omar Abaye. Says Abaye. Basically, can I just have a quick peek? If I may. Okay, this is fine. Ah, you're right, this is a little bit ahead.
We'll find it. The border is terrible.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. We'll find it. Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Ki higdil la'asis. Omar Abaye, Ubetalmidei Chachomim Yoiser Mikulam. As we mentioned before, when it comes to Talmidei Chachomim, the Yetzer Hara is bigger there than anywhere. And we have a story to back this up. Ki ho da Abaye. Like the story of Abaye. Shom'ei, he heard Lahahu Gavra. To this particular person, the Ka'oma Lahihi Itzer, who said to a particular woman, Naktim, let us rise early, V'nezil B'urcha, and we will go together along the path. They clearly had to reach a particular destination, as we'll soon see, they had to get to different places, but let's travel together. So we'll get up early in the morning and we'll travel together. Says Rashi, Naktim V'nezil B'urcha, Nashkim. Bahashkoma. What does that mean? Kedem hayom. Because hashkoma kari kadmusa b'shas. In shas, the word hashkoma is always called kadmusa, early. Like it says, for example, with Avraham vayashkem, Avraham baboike. So that's what he was saying. Let's get up early and we'll travel together and keep each other company. What happened? Omar. So Abaya said, one second. I'm a little bit concerned about what's going to happen over here. If they're traveling together and it says it's early in the morning, or even before morning, maybe an Avera will transpire. And therefore, Azil said, Abai, I'm going to go. Afreshinhu me isura, and I will be mafresh them. What does that mean, I will be mafresh them?
Separate.
I will separate them from Israel. I'll just make sure that Chas v'Shalom, no Avera will transpire. So he followed them. Ozal Basrayu. So he followed them, he went after them. Tlosa Parasi Ba'agma. Three parasa in the Agam, in the meadow. Ki Havu Parashu Mehadodi. When they took leave of each other, why did they take leave of each other, says Rashi. Shahoyu Mishte Ayorois, because they in fact were from two different cities. They got to the lots of crossroads. Pirish. So they separated. Zeh, Lekan. Vizu, Lekan. He went this way, she went that way. So it came time for them to take leave of each other. So the Gemara says, Kava Parashu Mehadodi, when they took leave of each other, Shaminu, Abaya heard them. Remember, Abaya was following closely behind. And he overheard them saying the Ka'omri. Remember, if it says Omri with a yud at the end, that means plural. He heard them say to each other, listen, Urchin Rechika, our Oirach, our journey, our path is far. Meaning, I'm going one way and you're going a different way. So we can't really keep each other company anymore because there's a great distance between our paths. However, Vitzavsin, our company, Basima, is very pleasant. In other words, shame I couldn't keep you company, shame we couldn't keep each other company for longer. But for practical reasons, we can't because we're going to different places. Says Rashi, Urcha Rechika Derech Rechoika Hi. There is a large distance between Shtei Mekoy Moiseinu, between our two places, our two destinations. Ve'efshenu, and it's impossible for us, oid leilech yachad. We can't keep on going together. Why? Because we're not going to the same place at all. In fact, there's a big distance between our destinations. However, v'tzavsin besima. I think besima is like we saw in the previous sugya, levasumi, spice up. Besomim, pleasant. V'tzavsin ilu hayinu yecholim leilech b'derech echot. If we would only have been able to continue on one path, hayanoim tzeves shelonu. Our company would be very pleasant. In other words, it's a shame. Until this point, we were going along the same path so we could travel together. If we would only be able to continue, we would have done so. It was very, very pleasant, but unfortunately we can't. That was the end of the story. Omar Abaya. Said Abaya. Remember, Abaya was the one who was standing behind all along just to protect him. In the end, it transpired that nothing went wrong. Omar Abaya, e man de Sonny Lee. If there would be somebody who hates me, in other words, my enemy, again, this is this type of bizarre expression, because Rashi says, who is it referring to, in fact? Him himself. It's referring to himself. E man de Sonny Lee. If there'd be somebody who hates me, in other words, me myself. Loi, have a motzi le'ukmi nafshe. He would not have been able to have controlled himself. In other words, he blamed it, as it were, on his enemy, as if he's not talking about himself. But really, who was he talking about? Himself. In other words, here you had this man and woman who were able, apparently, to not get involved in aveira. And he said, you know, had he been my enemy, in other words, me, I wouldn't have been able to have been misgaber over the Yetzer Hara. In other words, I would have ended up being over an aveira. Says Rashi, Iman the Sonny Lee, Im Hoyo Soinai. If my enemy would be Misyached Im Ho Isha, would have been in this secluded place with Isha, Loi Havamotzi Ukme Anafshe. He would not have been able to have controlled himself, Milachtoi, from sinning, comma. Says Rashi, the truth is, Va'al Atzmoi. Really, he was saying it about himself. So he became very despondent at the realization that had he been there, it might not have had such a happy ending after all. Says the Gemara, Ozal, he went, Tolo Nafshe, and he leaned himself, Be'ibura de Dasha. What's Ibura de Dasha? Says Rashi, the bottom Rashi, Tolonafshe Nishan. Like we said this morning in Davening, Nishan Umiftoch Latzadikim. Nishan, he leaned Al Briach Hadeles, on the doorpost. Ka'odom Shemachshev, person who's deep in thought, Umitzta'er, and in pain. In other words, he slumped himself on the door there, bit down, thinking that what?
I would have given in.
Imagine had it been me. What does that mean about my Yetzer Hara? What does that mean about me? Says Rashi, says the Gemara, excuse me, Bura Dadasha Umitztair. And he was very down. Osa Hahu Saba. This person came along, this elderly person. Who was this elderly person? Some say it was Elyonovi. And he taught him, don't be so down. Why? Because the famous line, Kol ha-godoil me-chaveroi yitzroi godoil heimenu. World famous Gemara. Whoever is greater than his friend equally has a greater Yetzer Hara. There's no need to feel down. The fact that you feel this tremendous Yetzer Hara and you're not so sure whether you're able to overcome the Yetzer Hara, to the contrary, is a simon of your great godless. It's not a sign, doesn't in any way mean, it's not indicative of a lowly madrega, it's indicative of a very high madrega.
Yeah, but isn't it all still proportionate? Like, he has a great Yetzer Hara, but he also has that much more kayak to fight that great Yetzer Hara.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, I mean, proportionally it's the same. It's like...
But his battle is harder.
But it's a harder battle. It's a harder battle. He's got more of a koyach, but it doesn't mean that he's not fighting harder.
It's like fulfilling your potential.
Enochanami. Just as an aside, I just read recently this incredible story. Almost like a mind-blowing story. This story happened in the times of the Chassam Sofer. A certain non-Jew decided he wants to convert to Judaism, became a Geret Tzedek. In order to become a Geret Tzedek, you have to have a Bris Milah, then you have to have Tzvila. Something went wrong with the Bris Milah. The Moel did the Bris, and he could not stop the bleeding. And this Goy, or now Geir, was literally in fear of bleeding to death. And not only were they worried for his own safety, but they suddenly realized this could jeopardize the safety of the whole Jewish community. What's going on? Took some non-Jew, and then, well, what have you done to me? Tried to kill him? And they realized that this could be mamash sakonas nefashos for the whole kehillah. And they didn't know what to do. There's no way you can keep this quiet. If he ends up dying from it, for sure the goyim will hear. So they went to the Chassam Sofer to ask him what to do, and the Chassam Sofer said, you're quite right, it is pikuach nefesh. And pikuach nefesh requires emergency measures. So he says, this is what I instruct you to do. Take this gear and the moil and the local rov. I'm afraid you're all in this together. And you have to hire a wagon driver. You're going to set out, you're going to tell him exactly where to go, you're going to leave the city, and you're going to cross over the bridge that overlooks a big, deep river. You're going to arrange with him in advance that he's going to get out on the bridge, and he's going to tip the entire wagon into the river. And I'm afraid the geir, the moil, and the rov will have to end their life there and then. These are the necessary measures under the circumstances. He says, I can't send the geir alone, because then it'll look even more suspicious if he's the only one to die. But if it's together with the moil and the local rabbi, then people will say, finish, it was a freak accident. And that way, at least, nobody will hear this guy that he bled to death and say, no, he died because he fell into the river, and that's what you have to do. No. That's what the Chassam Sofer paskin, finish, no discussion. So they hired a wagon driver. They bid farewell to their family. They did not tell their families where they were going to, for fear of their family interfering. And they were chayze b'tshuva, and they said vidui, as you can imagine. They realized this is their final trip. They arranged with a wagon driver. They paid him up in advance, obviously, and they are going to cross the bridge, and whilst on the bridge, he's going to tip the wagon into the sea, into the river, and that'll be the end of that. They come to the bridge, and indeed the wagon driver gets out of the wagon at the given point, and all of a sudden, this elderly man appears in a long white beard and says, what's going on over here? So he said, we have somebody in my back of my carriage who's just undergone Bris Milah and he's bleeding to death. So he said, fine, I can sort that out. And from his pocket he took some sort of bottle or jar of a mysterious looking ointment, and he rubbed it on the appropriate place, and on the spot he stopped bleeding. And he was restored to life. So it wasn't necessary for him to be tipped up into the sea, because he wasn't going to die after all, and he survived miraculously. They turned around and they came back to town, and of course, first stop, they go straight back to the Chassam Sofer. They say, well, there's some good news and good news. Baruch Hashem, we survived. Baruch Hashem, we survived. And they told him, this incredible thing happened. We were just about to be tipped up into the sea, into the river, and we thought that's the end, and all of a sudden this mysterious person appears out of the blue, and the Chassam Sofer says, yeah, I knew that would happen, that was Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Malach HaBris, he's in charge of the Bris Milah. So of course, Elyonov, you would never let somebody die like that as a result of Bris Mila, and I knew that you would appear out of the blue and you would be merape this choyla, this Geret Tzedek. So they asked him, fine, well, if you really knew that, well, what was the whole spiel for? Oh, the wagon and the payment and the whole business. So he says to him, what do you think? In order to be Zeicha to Gilu Elyonovi, it just comes as a freebie, a gift. You have to earn Gilu Anovi. You earn it with Mesiras Nefesh. You are literally to give up your lives. That's the way you earned Gilu Eliyahu, for Elyonovi to reveal himself. But it's not something that just as a drop of hand, Elyonovi could just turn around and just appear out of the blue. I read just this Shabbos that the Ksav Sefer, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, wrote down, I think 12 times, all the different dates that Elyonovi appeared to him. Nachon, that's what you do as well? Sorry. Yeah, okay, so this, as I mentioned, some say Ahu Sabe, now Gemara is also, in fact, Elyonovi. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Bottom line, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Yitzroy shel Odom mizgaber olov b'chol yom. The Yitzhara is mizgaber. Strengthens and strengthens himself every single day, increasingly strong. Shenema rak ra kol hayom. He just gets worse and worse the whole time, says Rashi. Ra kol hayoyim, kol hayoyim, all day, ro'osoy, his evilness, is that a word, evilness?
Wickedness.
Mitosefes, just continuously increases. Om Reb Shem Ben Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Yitzrei shel Odom misgaber olov, b'chol yoyim. As we said, the Yetzirah increases in strength every single day. Umavakesh lahamisoy, and tries to kill him. Tries to bring about his spiritual death. Shenema, Sofer Rosho laTzadik. The Rosho sees the Tzadik. Who's that? The Yetzirah. Umavakesh lahamisoy, and tries to kill him. Not necessarily in a physical manner, but in a spiritual manner. Well, what chances do we have then? If the Eight Sahara is continuously trying to pull us down, how do we survive? Says the Gemara, Ve'il Mole HaKadosh Baruch. She'oizer loy. If not for divine assistance, what we call Siyata Deshmaya, Inu Yochale. Indeed, it would be impossible. We daven every single day. The Yitzhara should not get the better of us. Shenema Hashem Loi Ya'azvenu B'yozai. That is a continuation of the passage we just quoted. So how do we survive? The answer is Hashem Loi Ya'azvenu B'yozai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never abandons him from his hand, says Rashi. Hashem Loi Ya'azvenu B'yozai. Basrei. What does Basrei mean? After it. After those initial words of Sofer Rosho LaTzadik Mavakesh LaHamisoy, it is written immediately afterwards, Vashem Lo Yazvenu B'yodoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never lets go. V'lo Yarshienu B'hishoftoy, and will never consider him a Rosho when he judges him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him. Tamed Be'i Rabbi Shmuel. They learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. Impoga b'cha menuvel zeh. What does menuvel mean? This despicable one. If this Yetzirah ever meets you, in other words, if you ever an encounter, you're never involved in a meeting with the Yetzirah, and you feel the Yetzirah is trying to get the better of you, what should you do? Moshchehu lebeis hamedrash.
Drag the basin.
dragon of the Beis HaMedrash, which is of course similar to what we saw in Amud Aleph, that the best antidote to the Yetzirah is the Torah. You know, we've just been learning the parashas of Matan Torah. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the Umayis, which are out of the Torah. What does it say? Sorry, inappropriate. We love killing. There's nothing we could do about it. We can't not kill. Goes to Yishmael. What about you? No, it says Lo Signo. Sorry, we just have a tremendous lust for stealing. We can't not steal. So the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept their taina? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept it? Oh, we love stealing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sat down with them, had a meeting with them. Listen, I'm sure you can manage, I'm sure you'll be able to overcome your Yetzirah to steal, to murder, etc., etc. So the answer is, a possible answer, which I once wrote many, many years ago. Imagine a doctor approaches somebody and says, listen, man, would you like to take this medication? Now the doctor sees that this fellow is ill and he needs help. So the guy says to him, no, doctor, I can't possibly take it. Well, why not? Because I'm ill. Make any sense? I know. That's why I'm giving you the medication. In fact, if you take the medication, then you won't be ill. So what has that person clearly demonstrated when he says, I don't want to take it because I'm ill, that he has no idea of the koyach of his medication. He has no idea what it's all about. What does he think it is? Well, he thinks it's a nice drink. No, don't you understand the koyach of this medication? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the goyim, would you like to accept the Torah? So what do they say? I'm sorry, we have tremendously bad midas. Right. The best antidote to that would be the Torah. There is no better medication for the Yetzirah than the Torah. And if you say no, we can't accept the Torah because we have the Yetzirah, there could be no greater illustration of the fact that you clearly have no concept of what the Torah is all about. Or it's not suitable for you anyway. That's what we're learning in our Gemara. Person battles against the Yetzirah, the ultimate antidote to the Yetzirah is the Torah. What are you going to say? No, Torah is not suitable for me because I have a Yetzirah. What does that mean? So learn Torah, then you won't have a Yetzirah. So why should you take him, why should you drag the Yetzirah to the Beis HaMedrash? In other words, learn Torah. It says the Gemara. Because however strong the Yetzirah is, im even hu, if the Yetzirah is like stone, don't worry, the Torah can get the better of that. Why? Nimoyach. What does nimoyach mean? It'll dissolve. The Torah can no problem, it can dissolve stones. Im barzel hu, and if the Yetzirah is very strong as iron, don't worry. Mispoitzitz. What does mispoitzitz mean? He smashed to smithereens, crumbled. Why? In even hu nimoyach, if Yetzirah comes as a stone, nimoyach, he can be dissolved. Diksiv, boy, kol, somei, lechu, lamayim. Remember we said before? The Torah is compared to mayim, and mayim can wear away a stone. As we know in the case of Rebbe Akiva. Says Rashi, top line, Menuvel Zeh, reference to the Yetzirah, Lechu Lamayim, Nim Shela Torah Lamayim, Torah is compared to Mayim, V'ksiv Avonim Shochku Mayim. It says that stones can dissolve in water. So therefore the best place to battle the Yetzirah is where? In the Beis HaMedrash. In the Beis HaMedrash you learn Torah, which is compared to water, therefore the water will wear away the Yetzirah. Says the Gemara in Barzel, And if he comes to attack like Barazel, then what? Mispeitzitz, you will be smashed. Tiksev haloikoi dvori ke'esh. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my words are like fire. Noam Hashem ukapatish, like a hammer, your futsut tzela, they can smash a rock. Says Rashi, dvorai ke'esh v'ho esh, mefa'apeya es ha'barzel, and the esh will melt down. The iron v'hainu mispeitzitz. That's what it means, it will smash. Sha'anitoitzitz nitozim yimenu, the sparks will fly from it. So however the Yetzer Hara appears, whether he appears as strong as stone, learn Torah, which is like Mayim, Mayim can overcome stone. If he appears like Barazel, you think, I can't possibly get the Yetzer Hara, he's like an iron wall. Learn Torah, Torah is like fire, fire can get the better of iron as well. Omer of Shmuel ben Achmini, Omer of Yenus. Yetzahara Masisa Ilaila Baila Mazah. What does it mean, Masisa? Mesis. Tries to entice him in Oil Mazah. And he's not done yet. Umayid Olav Loila Mabo. And he then testifies against him in Oil Mabo. So not only does he try and pull him down Oil Mazah, he's the one back again, and I'm like, yeah, he was over on Aveira, thanks to me. That's what the Yetzirah says. Shanema. Mefanik minoyar avdoi. What does minoyar mean? From the youth. Avdoi, his slave. Look at Rashi, an incredible Rashi over here. Having said, the Yetzirah is compared to stone, and Barazel, and Manuvel, and Rosha, and Oral, and Tommy, and all the terrible words, he's called our Eved. Look at Rashi, an amazing Rashi. Avdoi, Yetzahara, who Avdoi shall Adam. At the end of the day, Yetzahara is the slave of a person. She'im Ratza, those two words, unbelievable words. She'im Ratza, because if a person would only want, Harihu Masur B'yodai, he would be given over to his hand. She'nema, as it says in Bereishis, Va'ato Timshal Boy, you can rule over it. So however strong the Yetzer Hara is, there's no such thing as, sorry, my Yetzer Hara was so strong that I couldn't get the better of it. He was like stone. He was like metal. He was a Manuvel. He was a Rosha. He was Tommy. He was Ra. Etc, etc. No, no, but ultimately he's your effort. With true Ratzon, you can overcome the Yetzer. With true Ratzon, you can overcome the Yetzer. Which, by the way, has become a very contemporary ethical discussion nowadays. You have people who are inclined to be over all types of misdemeanors. The worst of the worst are Averas. And they now come with tainas, and I'm wired that way. I'm wired that way, that's the way I am. I have a particular disposition to ABC, and I can't control it. As Rashi says, Shtusim. Shtusim v'havolim. In Ratzah, if a person really had Ratzah, he could overcome the Yitzhar. Ultimately, with all his royal titles, but he's called Evet. Ultimately, he's your slave. He's not the boss. You're the boss. Okay. So what does it say in this pasuk? V'acharisai ye monoin. And at the end, he will be monoin. Now, what does monoin mean? Very weird words. Monoin. Never seen this word. Said the Gemara, even more bizarre. Shekein ba'at bach shol Reb Chiya koirim l'sahado monoin. What's sahado? Witnesses. The word monoin, as we'll soon see in a second, is a reference to witness. So now we understand the possible. The Yetzer Hara, your Eved, is there in your youth. La'acharisa, at the end, he will be a witness, trying to witness against you. Now, what's atbach? Have you ever encountered atbach before?
Atbash. Like atbash.
It's similar to atbash. We know there's different types of gematrias. The classic gematria, aleph 1, base 2, gimel 3. Then we have the reverse gematria. Aleph is 400, base is 300, tof is 1, shin is 2. Then we have, similar to atbash, but you split it up into three. So you have all the single digits from aleph 2, tes. Then you have all the double digits and all the triple digits. So aleph corresponds to tes. Aleph tes, base ches, gimel zayin, dalad vav, hey is stuck. So hey is stuck. Hey doesn't have a part. Okay. Then you go from yud to tzadi. Yud tzadi. Chof pei. Lamud ayin. Mem samach. So what do you have stuck in the middle now? Nun. So the hey is stuck. The nun is stuck. Hey is stuck. The nun is stuck. Now you have the last four letters, the triple digits, they correspond to the final letters, right? We have a final chof, and a final mem, and a final nun, and a final pei, and a final tzadi. So there, the way it goes is... The kuf goes to the final tzadi, the resh to the final pei, the shin to the final nun, the tof to the final mem. So who's left stranded? The final chof. So which three letters were left stranded? Hey, nun, and the final chof. So now, let's look at Rashi. And there is a very, very, very big kasha on this Rashi. And in fact, it's such a big kasha that the Marashah asks this kasha and he leaves it unresolved. Says, I don't know the teretz. Says the Gemara, says Rashi. Ba'at bach, meaning alpha base, aleph base, in this particular form of aleph base. At bach gaz dav. They all add up, by the way, to 10. 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, 4 and 6. Hare Asirios. Those are the tens. Now, Yud and Tzadi, that has add up to 100. Kof Pei, 20 and 80. Lamed Ayin, 30 and 70. Mem Salach, Hare Meos. Then, Kuf with a final Tzadi. Reish with a final Pei. Shin with the final nun, top with the final mem, hari alofim, those are the thousands. The nisharu, and which ones remain behind? Hanoch, hey, nun, final chof. Sheloi hoyole hey, benzug. What does a benzug mean? Partner. The hey does not have a partner, but asirios in the tens. Veloi le nun, benzug. The meyos, lefi seder ha'isyos, in accordance with the order of the letters, veloy lechaf ben zug ba'alofim. Neither does the chaf have a partner, and therefore v'chibrom yachad, so we combine them. So the hanach, hey nun chof, are this unique party of people, of oisyos, that do not have a partner. Okay. Nimtzo, it therefore comes out. Derech Aleph Beis Zeh. If you go with this particular form of Aleph Beis, Sahado is Manoim. Why is Sahado Manoim? Because Samach min Mem Samach b'mokhe Mem. Remember the Samach, who is the Samach's partner? The mem, it's got to add up to 100. Just instead of the mem. Hey, min. Hey, nun. B'mokin nun. Because remember, the hey was one of the oasis that what?
That didn't have a partner.
And which other letter didn't have a partner?
Nun.
Nun. So we'll put the hey and the nun together then. That we said, that's what Rashi says, chibrom yachad, put them together. So now, the samach corresponds to the mem, and the hey to the nun. Dalad of sahado, min dalad vav, 4 and 6, b'mokim vav. And then a hey once again, v'oite again, b'mokim nun. So, mem, nun, vav, nun becomes what? Samach, hey, dalet, hey, menoin is the same gematria as it were as sahado. So when the pasuk says v'achariso, in the end there will be menoin, it means v'achariso there will be sahado, will be witnessed. Who will witness? The Yitzhara will come back to witness. Problem is, something doesn't make sense over here. And this is the question of the Marashah. In the word Menoin, how do you write Menoin? Mem Nun Vav Nun. But the two Nuns are not the same. One is a regular Nun, and the last one is a... is a Nun Sofit, the final Nun. A final Nun, Rashi already told us on the last wide line, corresponds to Shin. The ordinary Nun can be matched up with a Hey. Why? Because they both didn't have partners. But a final nun does have a partner. What's the partner?
Shin.
So therefore it's not true to say that it's samach hey dalad hey. It's actually samach hey dalad shin. So how can Rashi say, yeah, you've got a nun, that's a hey. And then another nun, it's again a hey. It's not. The nun the second time round is not a regular nun, rather it is... it's a final nun, and if it's a final nun, that corresponds to the shin. So it's not sahado, it's sahadash. Says the Marashah, the Tzorachim. I don't have a teres. I do not have a teres. If you have a look.
From sahada to manon, or manon to
from manon to sahada. From manon to sahada. It says in the pasuk manon. Have a look at the Marashah. Those who have Marashah in their Gemaras. In the good old-fashioned Gemaras, it's on page 20. Yep. No, much before that. Yeah, somewhere here. Yep. Keep going, page 20. Okay, you'll see in very small writing. Why is it small writing, by the way? Here's larger writing. Because when the Marashah comments on Agadaic Gemaras, it's printed in small. So have a look over here. The first line, the first word on the line is, towards the top, Lihiyos. You'll see it later on the line, it says, Vov Kuf. Kuf. The Ktsas Kosher, you have it? The Ktsas Kosher, I don't know why it's only the Ktsas Kosher, I would say it's very difficult. Da Nun Achroina de Monoin. The final Nun of the word Monoin is a Nun Pshutohi. What is Nun Pshuto? A long, thin Nun, that means it's a final Nun. Veloi Yovoi Bim Koima Hei. The letter hey does not come in its place. Ela? Shin. Hizugo. Who is his partner? The shin. Veloi have a sahado. Therefore, you will not arrive at the word sahado. Behei achreino with a final with a hey at the end. Says Marsha Vov Tzadi Aleph. But Tzorech Ian. Don't know. It's New Zealand. I have no terrors, says Marsha. Very, very, very sure. Okay, Beis Hashem will hold it over here. The plan is I would like on Thursday to try and reach at least the the next two dots. It could be even the two dots at the bottom of the page, bottom of the omelet. That'll be Mes Hashem on Thursday. Have a long one to take.
The question about the